Welcome to morning prayer on Thursday, 2nd of April. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving power amongst the nations. Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be praise and glory forever. As a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief, your only Son was lifted up, that he might draw the world, the whole world, to himself. May we walk this day in the way of the cross and always be ready to share its weight, declaring your love for all the world. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. The night has passed and the day lies before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Great are the wonders you have done, O Lord my God. I have waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He brought me out of the roaring pit, out of the mire of the clay. He set his feet upon the rock and made my footing sure. He has put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many shall see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not turn to the proud that follow a lie. Great are the wonders you have done, O Lord my God. How great your designs for us. There is none that can be compared with you. If I were to proclaim them and tell them, they would be more than I am able to express. Sacrifice and offerings you do not desire, but my ears have been opened. Burnt offerings and sacrifice for sin you have not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the scroll of the book it is written to me that I should do your will, O my God. I delight to do it. Your law is within my heart. I have declared your righteousness in the great congregation. Behold, I do not restrain my lips, and that, O Lord, you know. Your righteousness I have not hidden in my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have concealed your loving kindness and truth from the great congregation. Do not withhold your compassion from me, O Lord. Let your love and your faithfulness always preserve me. For innumerable troubles have come about me. My sins have overtaken me, so that I cannot look up. They are more in number than the hairs on my head, and my heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and altogether dismayed, who seek after my life to destroy it. Let them be driven back and put to shame, who wish me evil. Let those who heap insults upon me be desolate because of their shame. Let all who seek you rejoice in you and be glad. Let those who love your salvation say always, the Lord is great. Though I am poor and needy, the Lord cares for me. You are my helper and my deliverer. O my God, make no delay. Free us from our sins, O God, and may our sacrifice be praised to the glory of your Son, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross you have redeemed the world. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. We preach Christ crucified, the power of God and the wisdom of God. By your holy cross you have redeemed the world. God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Let us pray. Loving God, we bring before you the day that lies ahead of us, its tasks, its hopes, and its fears. We pray for the people of the world as we face a common enemy. We bring before you the church. Unite our scattered lives with your love. Christ be with us. Christ within us. Christ behind us. Christ before us. Christ beside us. Christ to win us. Christ to comfort and restore us. Christ beneath us, Christ above us. Christ is quiet, Christ in danger. Christ in hearts of all that love us, Christ in mouth of friends and strangers. Standing at the foot of the cross, let us pray with confidence as the Saviour has taught us in the traditional form. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. May Christ, who bore our sins on the cross, set us free to serve him with joy. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.